In this display are three early 20th century chairs. On the left, a tall, straight-backed dining chair in oak, stained to a rich red-brown. And on the right, one above the other, two smaller metal office chairs on casters. These chairs are all so different, it's hard to believe they were designed by one man, the American architect Frank Lloyd Wright. He regarded a building and its furniture as a single entity, so each chair reflects the characteristics of the building it was intended for. The tall wooden chair, designed for a house influenced by Japanese aesthetics, is solid, almost severe. It has a shallow, flat seat pad in brown leather, and four legs joined low down by an H-shaped stretcher. The back legs continue upwards 1.5 metres to form the frame of the high chair back. Squeezed between them are 11 vertical slats reminiscent of a Japanese screen, the gaps between just wide enough to counteract the chair's heavy appearance. The starkness is softened further by the way the two uprights taper almost imperceptibly. And because their feet flick out and back slightly, and their tops bend backwards, like little ears. On the right is an office chair in scuffed brown metal, steel, painted to look like copper, and with a seat pad of dark leather. The chair has three legs, two at the front and one at the back. It looks like a robot constructed from bits of filing cabinet and oversized Meccano, the screws proud of the surface. The robot's head is the backrest, a rectangle almost as wide as the chair, on a central upright that continues down to make the back leg. The eyes are two decorative grids perforating the backrest with little square holes. Below the backrest, a horizontal bar curves round, widening into rectangular slabs that form the arms. A vertical bar supports each arm and continues down to make the front legs. All three legs end in a rubber-wheeled caster. The third chair, displayed above, is also three-wheeled, but arranged like a tricycle, with one at the front and two at the back, giving it a mischievous hint of instability. The chair seems fluid and dynamic, made of curved lengths of tubular steel, widely spaced with smoothly welded joints. It has a circular upholstered seat and backrest. Metal and fabric are pinky red. The backrest pivots between two uprights that form the back legs. The seat rests on a semicircular bar that curves forwards from the uprights, and another semicircular bar below forms a footrest. Between these bars, on each side, are three short curved rungs like a ladder. The front of the seat is supported on a third upright. The arms are long rectangles of pale laminated wood supported by a bar curving up to meet them, so the whole chair resembles a waiter balancing two trays.